ever considered that we are living in a unique time, that something world-changing is about to happen, and that it might concern you? If so, you're in the right place. Keep listening, and you'll hear thought-provoking views behind the news that point to a new and better future for all. Many people now sense that humanity is not alone. So consider this. If the Christ or the Buddha walked among us today as modern men, would we recognize them? What would they be saying? And most importantly, would we listen? Every Sunday on this program, Share International Radio will examine extraordinary events that are unfolding behind the headline news. This may be the message of hope you've been waiting for. And now, welcome to this week's show.
Welcome to all of our listeners around the world. Many of you are listening because you have sensed that humanity is not alone. And you are sensing that this is an extraordinary time to be alive. And if so, in my opinion and in the opinion of every guest on this show, you are correct. We are living at an extraordinary time in humanity's history. Welcome to Share in the Air Radio North America. My name is Cielito Pascual. I'm podcasting from beautiful Seattle, Washington. We have the opportunity to share with so many of you around the world. Well, thank you for following us on Facebook. And we get to interview people throughout North America and people overseas on the other side of the pond. And that is the case today. We have a very special guest. But before I introduce him, I just want to respond to a request that we got from one of our listeners in New York City who heard the show last week. We had special guests, our political commentator, William James Allen, and ageless wisdom student, Sabina Qureshi. Again, that was last week's show, and they were responding to recent events, presenting an esoteric perspective on recent events in the U.S., especially the repercussions around the presidential elections here. So we're continuing on reflecting on what's happening in the world. We have a guest from England. And so that request that we got from one of our listeners, she so appreciated hearing one of Maitreya's messages read out loud on the air. For those of you listening for the first time, who is Maitreya? Well, that is part of the extraordinary event unfolding. Maitreya, known as the World Teacher, is emerging into full public life along with his group, the Masters of Wisdom. And this is seen by ageless wisdom students. It's as the externalization of the work of a group known as the spiritual hierarchy onto the physical plane for the first time in 98,000 years, fulfilling their role as teachers and guides for humanity. And we read a message from Maitreya, the world teacher. He is the eldest of these elder wise guides. I call him the eldest brother of humanity. And they are here not for religious reasons. They are here to inspire all of humanity, all people, those of every spiritual or religious persuasion, and those who do not subscribe to any particular religious practice, all of humanity. They are here to inspire and guide us out of the critical morass that we find ourselves in. And our listener in New York City, as she was hearing this message, you can hear that message in our archive show. That was October, what date was that? October, today's the 20th of October 2016. So that was October 13th. That's in our archives. She heard the message that was read at the end by William James Allen, and she said the energies were palpable. She could feel the energies from the message. So we're going to share one of the messages from one of the members of the spiritual hierarchy, one of the masters of wisdom. He simply goes by the name Master. And his articles have been published in every issue of Share International magazine. That is the basis, or rather I should say that is the inspiration for this program. And in every message, every incredibly eloquent, profound message that the master has written, it's meant to inspire us to go forward in establishing right relationship in the world. It's meant to point the way where there is very positive possibility to solve the greatest problems in the world. So we're going to focus on a message by the master, and we will, with our guest, parallel it with what's happening in the world today. So let me welcome Tim Welch. He lives in Milton Keynes, just northeast of London. Welcome, Tim.
Evening. Nice to be with you.
And you are a retired telecommunications engineer. Milton Keynes is, you described it as it's not a town, it's not a big city, but it's certainly a beautiful place to live. And aren't you just how far are you outside of London?
It's about 45, 50 miles north.
So just a bit of a drive north. And you have, in fact, been able to attend many of the lectures given by Benjamin Krem. He is the primary exponent of this information. He was the chief editor of Share International magazine. He's published over a dozen and a half books on the topic of the emergence of Maitreya and the Masters of Wisdom. And you've had the privilege of hearing his lectures in London.
Yes, that's right. Yeah,
can you share briefly on that?
Yeah, well, we first got to hear of Mr. Krem's work and his information in the late 1990s, mid to late 90s, and my wife was the first to go and listen, and she came back and said we really ought to go to these, and I went, and I was just initially I was taken very much with the ideas. You know, the information that he was sharing just made so much sense. And it was the first time I'd heard somebody who was in effect a spiritual teacher speak in that way, particularly the fact that he was putting the needs of the time so much in the foreground of what he was saying. And, you know, his issues around particularly the poverty and deprivation around the world, and how it's urgent now that, you know, humanity really needs to work together to solve these crises. And it was just so unusual, and he was really not just putting forward such an accurate analysis of what's wrong, but also what the solutions are. And it was just such a relief to, you know, hear somebody speaking in this way and offering it as information in the esoteric tradition for people to consider. You know, it really felt like a breath of fresh air. And it was providing answers to issues that have been troubling me ever since I was in my early teenage years, you know, the ones I just mentioned. So It really was an eye-opener, and we kept going as regularly as we could, because we found that each time we went and listened and had the opportunity to ask questions, it was kind of like a cumulative process, the more you listen, the more was revealed. And we felt very fortunate to have that opportunity, and did our utmost to make the best of it.
And I'll let our listeners know that many videos of Benjamin Cram are online, so you can actually have the same experience as Tim, hearing not just a spiritual message, but hearing a spiritual message correlated with the needs of the time, addressing social justice issues, and not just addressing those issues, but presenting, as you say, Tim, solutions. So I direct our listeners to the website share-international.org. That's share-international.org. And we will post a link to the YouTube page, which contains excerpts of videos from lectures in New York and Tokyo, covering a wide range of topics. So let's just jump right in. We're actually when we hear the music, we're going to be going into our first break. But just to introduce the next section, let's briefly talk about, before we talk about the Master's message, we'll talk about what a Master is very briefly, and then share his message. And we will be back at the break. Looking forward, Tim, to hearing you go into detail about what is happening in the UK. We'll also reflect similar things happening in the US and how we can understand the happenings of the time from an esoteric perspective.
Your conscious connection to a more mindful world. Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Spiritual, metaphysical, green living, psychic, alternative healing, life coaching. Do any of these or similar terms apply to your business or cause? If so, you are in a niche market with a very specific audience. Conscious Gate PR is the world's leading conscious public relations agency. With a global reach of over 4 million and growing, we offer comprehensive media campaigns to our targeted market. Learn more at ConsciousGatePR.com. Conscious marketing for conscious minds.
Join Vibe Nation radio host, international psychic medium Carrie Turcotte, as she guides her listeners to rediscover themselves by accessing the keys of knowledge that already exists within. Each week's show is divinely orchestrated to intertwine with the universal energies, allowing the listeners to go deeper within. At the end of each show, Carrie will tap into the energies of the listeners and give a message from spirit about the upcoming week. If you really want to get to know who you truly are, join Carrie each Monday at 3 p.m. on Vibe Nation Radio.
Want to help build the coming golden age? Want to experience the Aquarian energies of love, light, and power? Transmission meditation is a simple way for you and two or more friends to do just that and accelerate your own spiritual growth at the same time. Check out Transmission Meditation at shareontheairradio.org. That's shareontheairradio.org.
Hey everybody, Rachel Ray here. Nothing brings a bigger smile to my face than cooking up a big meal for the whole family and lots of friends. But there's not enough room at my table for the 17 million kids in our country who struggle with hunger. That's why the Feeding America nationwide network of food banks collects surplus food to give hope to hungry kids. But they can't do it without your help. Support Feeding America and your local food bank at feedingamerica.org.
A message from Feeding America and the Ad Council.
And we're back with Tim Welch on Share on the Air Radio. We're talking about the Masters of Wisdom. We're going to share a message from one of the Masters. And just very briefly, Tim, if you could share something with our new listeners about who the Masters are and their relationship to us. Maybe a couple of quick facts so that people can understand who these Masters are. Are they masters over us?
Well, that's an interesting question. I mean, I've always understood the spiritual hierarchy to be a hierarchy of spiritual attainment, not a hierarchy of power. So I've always understood them to be our elder brothers and friends and mentors, really, who are have reached the point where they no longer need to come into incarnation, but because they've gone ahead of us on the spiritual path. But fortunately for us, some of them choose the path of earth service. So they're very much here, as I understand it, to when they can work with us more closely, especially when the conditions are right, to be able to guide us, particularly in terms of things like helping us understand the consequences of the choices that we're presented with. And as I've understood it, that will be a vital part of their role in the coming times.
And we will be posting a link to frequently asked questions about the masters that comes from share-international.org on our Facebook page, Share on the Air Radio North America. So you can read more details about the Masters of Wisdom there and their involvement in every aspect of life. They're not just involved in spiritual things or religious things. They are involved in the political and the economic and the social. They're involved in the arts. They're involved in science. They're inspiring the leading thinkers of our time. Tim, shall I go ahead and read this passage from the Master? It's entitled The Guidance of Maitreya. Shall I just go ahead and read that, and you will respond and kind of give us a little more insight into what the Master is addressing in this message?
Yeah, I'll certainly do my best. Yeah.
Okay, and this is from September 2005, and just to give some context, at that time in the U.S., there was Hurricane Katrina. In London, there was the subway bombing. People recall that. The Iraq war was continuing, less prominent in the news at the time. But those are some of the things, just to kind of give context of the time when this message was first published. It's entitled The Guidance of Maitreya. However much they may try, politicians and other leaders find it more and more difficult to control events and to keep their, quote, ship of state on an even keel. They find that, despite their expertise, it careers helplessly on its own, as if under the guidance of some unseen hand. That unseen hand, of course, is the logic of change. They fail to understand that the rules and methods by which they work belong to the past and have little relevance to the problems and needs of today. They meet and discuss these problems, but invariably retreat from actions that alone would solve them. Meanwhile, in varying degrees, the people suffer and wait for reason and insight to alleviate their distress. They know in their hearts that deliverance is possible and should be theirs, but lack as yet the structures and power to make it so. That sounds very prescient for today, some decade later.
Yes, yes, indeed. And I must admit, there's one particular passage in that that jumps off the page for me, and that was the point about they meet and discuss the problems, but invariably retreat from actions that alone would solve them. And I think one of the great tragedies was that such an opportunity was the work of the Brandt Commission. And it was such a tragedy that the US and Britain blocked it.
Can you talk about what the Brandt Commission is and was for our younger listeners?
Yes, of course. Well, the work was carried out in the 1980s by a commission headed by Willy Brandt, who was German Chancellor at the time. And they produced two reports, North-South, a Programme for Survival, which was a great work of cooperation in and gathered people from, well, politicians, eminent politicians from around the world at the time. And they produced advice and guidance through their report for, you know, what the solutions could be to the problems facing the world, particularly the economic divide between the Northern Hemisphere and Southern Hemisphere countries. And they followed it with a report, Common Crisis North-South, Cooperation for World Recovery. So a lot of the, you know, there was a lot of work done to present the choice of a different way of doing things. Sadly, it's sort of seems to have sat on the shelf gathering dust ever since. But I think the timing was unfortunate because it was in the Reagan-Thatcher era. And they were very, well, it was really the start of the age of conviction politicians. And certainly Thatcher was one of those. Mrs. Thatcher was one of those. She sort of started a trend. And, you know, it's sad that it didn't continue, but it didn't. But hopefully when people are ready, one would hope that that kind of work can be revisited and updated and, you know, give humanity a start on making the needed changes.
What was the Brandt Commission asking countries to do?
Well, basically what they did was they came up with a set of recommendations in a number of walks of life, and particularly the economic areas. So they were making a whole series of recommendations covering hunger and food, population movement, development and disarmament and development, and covering subjects like energy, industrialization and world trade. So there were the World Monetary Order. So there was a whole series of subjects that that they covered and made recommendations about, and most of the countries in the world were agreeing with it. But unfortunately, the dominance of, as I understand it, the dominance of the US and Britain in particular at the time actually blocked progress, and well, the rest is history, really.
Was the Brandt Commission inspired by one of the masters, since the focus was on cooperation? I mean, not necessarily that every time cooperation shows up in something, the masters are involved, but this was a significant work by esteemed, the esteemed Willy Brandt.
Yes. A question was asked in London about that, Mr. Krem. I'm sure he said that Willy Brandt had been approached by Maitreya and asked to initiate this piece of work. And looking back through the through Mr. Krem's works, I'm sure that Willy Brandt was a third degree initiate, or pretty close to that, or very close to it.
You're giving a term third degree initiate, we haven't really addressed that on this show, but that's essentially a term of a level of awareness, and we won't go into detail there. But certainly Willy Brandt had the wherewithal to think progressively and to think beyond the prevailing conditions of the world to lead in the creation of a document that had a vision for the future that would transform humanity. And certainly if that document had been taken up on and followed up on, we would be living in a very different world today, wouldn't you say? What would we have been seeing today if that document had been implemented, the suggestions had been implemented in the world?
Well, certainly there would, from my reading of it, there would certainly be a much greater sense of equality. I'm certain it would have addressed the issues of food distribution, which is still a major problem now. There was a report in the last few years by the Institute of Mechanical Engineers in the UK, and they'd done a piece of research that suggested that I think it was between 40 and 50% of the food produced in the world goes to waste. So I'm certain that if the Brandt Commission report had been taken up, then issues like that would have been resolved by now. So that's just one example. But also, I'm certain as well that there would have been a more responsible approach to the financial systems, because the politicians here have been sort of blaming the Conservative Party blames the Labour Party for the financial problems that we face in this country. But anybody who's read around this knows it was an international financial crisis and brought about by high-risk practices by investment banks. And we got the strange situation where you know, certainly in the UK, the only groups benefiting from socialism are the investment banks, and everybody else is getting austerity, which Chomsky pointed out is a posh word for class war. So the work of the bank should have offset that.
We're going to continue on that thought and continue on our discussion of one of the messages of the masters after the break. We're on Share on the Air Radio. Follow us on Facebook. We'll be back.
Free your mind. Expand your soul. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Have you bought into the idea that you have to work hard for your money, that business is hard? I will share some dynamic access consciousness tools to get you out of your own way so you can create a business that actually succeeds. Join me, Simone Millicent, on The Joy of Business at 4 p.m. Mondays Eastern.
Want to help humanity and the planet? Transmission meditation is a simple but powerful way for you and two or more friends to do just that and dramatically accelerate your own spiritual growth. You can read the book on transmission meditation free online. Visit shareontheairradio.org for details. That's shareontheairradio.org. shareontheairradio.org.
My name is Dale Pazinski, and this is how I live United. I volunteer with United Way, helping the homeless in my community by teaching computer skills and helping them build a basic resume to save on their very own USB drive. It's huge when somebody says, "Hey man, that job that you helped me apply for, I got it." My name is Dale Pazinski. I help people achieve financial independence. So I don't just wear the shirt, I live it.
Give, advocate, volunteer, live United. Go to liveunited.org. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
Thanks for being with us on Share on the Air Radio. Every Sunday, our intention is to present a broader perspective and an esoteric perspective on the happenings in the world that may possibly give you, the listener, a sense of hope. And with that sense of hope, that may move you into action to help establish right relationship in your community, in your nation, and in the world. And by establishing right relationship in the world, that helps bring about the emergence of Maitreya, the world teacher, and the masters of wisdom. And I think it's important to know, we don't stress this on this show, but if that's an action you choose to take to establish right relationship in your community, and you take that action with a larger group, not just alone, and you do that with consistency and commitment, then in my experience and in my humble opinion, you will be helped. You will be helped by our extraordinary great helpers of humanity, Maitreya and the Masters of Wisdom. And so that's our purpose of this show, to generate that sense of hope. So continuing our conversation with Tim Welch in Milton Keynes, just outside of London. You were just talking, Tim, about the Brandt Commission, how that was an endeavor to help resolve the great wealth disparity in the world back in the 1980s. It was stymied by the trends set forward by U.S. President Ronald Reagan and England's Prime Minister Margaret Thatcher. They were going in a very different direction at the time. This is a good point to emphasize the, how shall we put it? There's a clash of interests that we're seeing playing out in the world. In fact, the title of our show is The Pain of Division, The Hope of Cooperation, Transitioning into the True Aquarian Age. Can you talk, Tim, about the energies of the Piscean Age, which are withdrawing as we move into the age of Aquarius, and seeing those energies becoming more potent? Describe what's happening.
Yeah, sure. Well, I think in terms of what's going on in the UK at the moment, practical examples of how the energies of Pisces are expressing is you tend to get groups of people wanting to see a return to what they perceive to be the certainties of earlier times. And I think for a lot of people, that sort of things like more and better work opportunities, better wages, greater security of housing, which is a big issue here. I expect it is in America too. So really, the better quality of life. But one of the downsides is that there's very often little or no concern for the plight of others. And I think Pope Francis summed it up so well when he spoke about the globalization of indifference. And that's certainly an issue that we see in terms of how the energies are still working out. But a much more hopeful
The Piscean energies.
But there's a much more hopeful side, I think, to the Aquarian energies coming in. Because I was thinking back to the times when I worked in the telecoms sector, and it was a really interesting time because there was rapid technological change, and there was also a lot of convergence of different technologies, and the only way that we found that we could come up with solutions was to really work even more closely in group formation. And there were some really fascinating things that sort of happened in terms of group dynamics when we were working at our best, because the more that we found we shared ideas in a constructive environment, the more that that built trust. It didn't happen all the time, but when we were working at our best, it did. And the other thing that was fascinating was that when the best ideas came forward for how to solve problems and make progress, then the really good ideas, when individuals let go of them and the group adopted the idea as the group's idea, then it was so much more potent and magnetized, and we got some really good solutions to some really complex problems through those sort of processes. So it was a real validation of you know, how so much more can be achieved when people come together and work on problems. And I know that that's an example of an area where you're developing commercial services, but there isn't any reason why the same ideas can't be applied to, you know, worldwide problems and world-scale problems. The Brandt Commission's already shown us it can be done.
Let's jump. Well, you know, granted, the Brandt Commission, we never got to see its implementation. Mm-hmm. Let's talk about the divisions that you're seeing in the UK. In the situation you described, working in your company in a group, you know, there's a deadline, there's a project, it has to be fulfilled, and you have to bring your skills together to fulfill that project. But we, on a national scale, we're seeing this in the U.S. in the days after the presidential election, the recent presidential election, and certainly your country is experiencing that with Brexit, that there are very deep divisions in how people perceive what is best for the future of humanity. How do you see, just looking at the situation in the UK, I don't know if you have an answer, but how do you see the beginnings, at least just the beginnings, of trying to resolve those differences? Explain what the differences are that you're seeing there to begin with, so our other, you know, our audience can understand.
Yeah, just before we leave the last subject, I was just going to briefly go on and say that cooperative work, we've seen that extend dramatically in how various groups have developed the internet, and you know, a similar process but on a much bigger scale in terms of group work, and that's become such an important tool. I know it can be used for good and bad, but it's become such an important tool in making the voice of the people heard as well. So I think before we leave that last point, that was just something I wanted to express, that you know, that cooperative work and the positive aspects of it have great benefits in us all coming together and the voice of the people being heard on a larger stage. In terms of the question you just asked on the on what's going on in the UK, certainly the referendum on the European Union has shown up an awful lot of differences. Actually, they've been brewing for a long time with ever rising inequality, but the European Union referendum has brought a lot of things to a head, and I think one of the
Can you explain the referendum for our listeners who will be listening 20 years from now?
Well, I'll have a try. I mean, when the referendum was held, the question on the paper was a fairly straightforward one, really. It was asking people, do they wish to remain in the European Union or to leave it? But, I mean, the result is expressed in that, you know, it's factually correct that the majority voted to leave, but it was interesting how it split across the four home nations, because in England and Wales, the majority of the people in England and Wales voted to leave the European Union. But in Scotland and Northern Ireland, they voted just the opposite. And Scotland in particular, it was 62% voted to remain. So it has set, you know, the result has actually set a vast number of hairs running, in effect, that the government now has the task of trying to manage. And Scotland in particular, you know, that could trigger another independence referendum. Northern Ireland is the only place in the UK that has a land border with another European Union country, i.e. the Republic of Ireland. So they're just a couple of examples, but there's all sorts of complex constitutional issues that are arising as a result of the vote, and I think the government is really struggling. I don't think they were expecting that result. And
so, what's the impact socially? There was certainly reading the news from this side of the pond, so to speak. It was clear that it was a shock.
Oh yes, definitely. But I think one of your previous guests has, raised the point about it being a response to several decades of inequality and or rising inequality, and the fact that a lot of people are, economically speaking, having a really hard time. And it was interesting to look at the map after the vote, actually, because the areas that voted to remain, when you looked at it, they were generally the ones where the better paying jobs are to be found. And the areas that voted strongly to leave were the areas like the West Midlands and the northeast of England, where post-industrial poverty has hit the hardest, and also where the state has been rolled back a lot. So there's a lack of support at a local level. And that's sort of combined with the austerity agenda as well. There's an awful lot of people having a really tough time economically, in terms of getting and hanging on to adequate housing. Food bank use has soared since the financial crisis. So I think for a lot of people, the vote to leave the EU was a response to hardship.
And we'll draw the parallel with the U.S. in terms of the U.S. election after the break. Tim Wells in Milton Keynes in the U.K. and myself, Celia Pasquale, in Seattle. Stay with us. We'll be back after the break.
Free your mind. Expand your soul. Om Times Radio, IOM FM. The number one reason girls drop out of school in sub-Saharan Africa is lack of access to feminine hygiene products. The Pads for School Girls Project, an outreach of Humanity Healing International, is changing this paradigm by setting up sewing programs at schools, teaching girls a vocational skill, while producing the reusable pads that help keep them attending classes. The girls pay it forward by making and giving pad kits to other girls in need. To learn more, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is.
Hi, I'm Kelly Fox, host and astrologer of The Astrology Show. Each week, I'll give you access to the current transits, which are a valuable tool that provide astrological information to help unlock the potential each of us has. Understanding the stars can help steer us in the right direction to make better informed choices. So if you're wondering what's going to happen in your week ahead, be sure to tune in to The Astrology Show for guidance, Mondays at 9 p.m. Eastern Time.
Share International Magazine is unique in the world today. It draws connections that make sense between headline news and spiritual changes unfolding now on a global scale, and explains the forces driving those changes. It may be the message of hope you have been waiting for. Investigate for yourself at shareontheairradio.org. That's shareontheairradio.org. shareontheairradio.org.
It only takes a minute to find out if you may have prediabetes, and you can do it at doihaveprediabetes.org, but you're probably not going to, are you? Kids, work, listening to the radio. You're busy, which is great because busy people can't get prediabetes. Oh my, I read that wrong. They can. Should have worn my glasses. So visit doihaveprediabetes.org and take a short test, because prediabetes can be reversed.
Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
And we're in our final segment of Share on the Air Radio, and we're going to make the most of having our guest Tim Welch on today, retired telecommunications engineer and longtime ageless wisdom student, talking about the pain of division, the hope of cooperation, transitioning into the true Aquarian age. So, Tim, you were just talking about the referendum, also known as Brexit, how the vote of Remain versus Leave fell on along the lines of economic differences, where the people in the outlying areas where there's less job opportunity, depressed economy, they voted to leave, and those who voted to remain were largely in the urban areas, prosperous, populated areas of the UK. And that sounds not the same, but similar here in the U.S. with the recent presidential election, where the voters who voted for our president-elect were largely in those deindustrialized areas of the country, and those living in the major cities, they voted along the Democratic lines, and so it's in the days afterwards and continuing now. The protests broke out in the major cities. We're seeing we're seeing that just vast differences and a real tension between groups in the U.S. So how can we bring our understanding of esoteric teachings, of the ageless wisdom teachings, of what Maitreya is here to teach humanity, how do we bring that to bringing about some kind of moving forward beyond this division and moving to the hope of cooperation? That was a long question.
I hope it's a very relevant question.
I went jogging with friends yesterday, and that was the question we were talking about. You know, where does unity play a part in all of this with such vast differences?
Yeah, no, it's a very good point. One of the groups that I've been encouraged to see forming on the European continent is the Democracy in Europe movement. Yanis Varoufakis, the former Greek finance minister, is one of the founders of it. And I think it's groups like that forming that will help to take things forward, because it's clearly only the voice of the people being heard that that affects these things. We had a very positive experience about a year ago, I think, as humanity, really, and that was in lobbying politicians to actually take some kind of action on climate change. And I think that's a recent example of how, when people come together, as Benjamin Krem once said in a lecture, you know, when people have a simple unified message and protest peacefully and march with a positive message, you know, things can change. And
what was the outcome?
Well, it didn't go far enough, but the Paris summit last year, the politicians from the countries around the world did agree to act together to limit climate change. And although it didn't go far enough, for the first time, there was actually agreement that this needed to happen. And the aspiration was set to try and limit global warming to a maximum of 1.5 degrees. So slightly more ambitious than the 2-degree target that had been talked about before. But that was largely because we went on the London March, and I mean, this was reported in the January-February issue of Share International this year. And also there was an appearance by Maitreya just at the end of the march, as an Indian holy man, which
We have that on the Share International website.
Yeah.
We have a whole section on the appearances of Maitreya, often at large gatherings where ordinary people are demanding change. That's a fascinating section, again, at share-international.org. That has Maitreya has appeared in many ways over the decades to ordinary people and to world leaders. As you know, you mentioned earlier, inspiring Willy Brandt on the Brandt Commission. You know, my skeptical side thinks, okay, yeah, where is the U.S. in all of this? You know, we can have all these countries agreeing to limits on global warming, and the one there's always one country that kind of obstructs things. And I think it's the people of the U.S., you know, we have our work cut out for us in terms of marching and demanding change. And perhaps we need to be in those offices instead of lobbying politicians. Perhaps some of us, many of us, maybe not you or me, Tim, we're a little older. I don't know if I have the energy to run for office. But I know that young people are certainly quite concerned about the future of the planet, because there doesn't seem to be much future left. So yeah, hopefully someone listening to the story of the emergence, hopefully this emboldens maybe one or two or three people to respond to a call to be of a public servant, holding an office and being the voice for the people in terms of social justice, economic justice, and environmental justice. Why don't we? You had mentioned a simple message. We've got just 5 minutes left in the show, and I don't want to rush through reading this master's message because it is so eloquent. I'm going to read one excerpt here and have you respond to that. It's related to what you had just said, Tim. And here it is. Single and simple, therefore, must be the demands of the people. Many and varied are their problems, but universal are their needs. Peace through justice and freedom are the needs of all men. Can you bring some insight for us on that excerpt?
Yes. I think really on that, just from personal experience, you know, I've actually sort of seen that work, you know, how sharing, you know, and there's lots of examples, I feel, of, you know, how sharing does build trust and does find a way forward. And the other thing that I noticed from another master's article where he spoke about how the young and the young at heart will respond. And I mean, being realistic, you know, not everybody's going to want to hear the or respond to the appeal for sharing and justice and giving everybody what they need. But I feel certain from you know, the experience over these last 19 or so years that and from things that Mr. Krem said at the London talks, that you know, the effects of Maitreya's energy when he does make himself known will help us to see things that we can't really see clearly now, and that you know, that we'll be helped to see clearly, more, very much more clearly, and for more people, what the issues are, and why we need to change, and why sharing the world's resources on a fair and equitable basis is really the only sane choice now. I mean, the differences are becoming clearer every day. You know, the impersonal energies of the sword of cleavage are clearly showing up what's already there. And But there's a lot of good people in the world, and that gives me hope. You know, there's a lot of really good people in the humanitarian groups and in the activist groups who clearly want to see a more fair and equitable way of doing things. And although the mainstream media don't tell us about them, we are hearing more from the independent media and through citizen journalism that, you know, there's an awful lot of people wanting to see a positive change. I remember Benjamin Krem saying that when he asked his master, you know, if Maitreya had got his billion people yet. I can't remember the exact figure, but it was more than that, and it was on the way to 2 billion, I believe. So there's definitely...
The billion people needed to bring about change in the world. Tim, I want to thank you so much for joining us. And we're going to post this message on our Facebook page so that our listeners can read the full message, the guidance of Maitreya. Sharing Maitreya will advise is the key to the creation of trust, without which not possible. Share and make blessed trust, he will tell the world, and know the blessings of justice and peace. Tim, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Appreciate your perspective from the other side of the pond. And listeners, join us every week. Visit our archives. Every show is absolutely insightful and contains just a message of hope that will help you get through the rest of the week. Share on the air radio North America. Thank you for listening.